Hello and welcome to Simply Saved, Money Control's weekly personal finance podcast where we discuss all things money. I'm your host Preeti Kulkarni, and today we'll focus on the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India's decision to set up a committee to give recommendations on simplifying policy wordings in insurance contracts. Insurance regulator IRDAI has also made it mandatory for insurance companies to issue, along with the policy being sold, a customer information sheet spelling out the policy's key features and clauses. This revised, updated CIS will include details such as sum insured, waiting periods, sublimits, exclusions, procedure for filing claims and complaints, among other things. To discuss why simplifying policy wordings is critical and how this move will help policyholders understand benefits and restrictions in their policies better, therefore ensuring less heartburn, we have with us today Shilpa Arora, Chief Operating Officer, Insurance Samadha, a firm engaged in assisting insurance customers to solve their complaints against insurance companies. Hi Shilpa, welcome to Simply Save. It's great to have you on our show today.
Thank you so much, Preeti, for the invite.
So, as we know, the IRDAI has recently set up a committee to simplify policy wordings in insurance contracts. So, could you explain why was this needed in the first place, and what are the challenges that lay individuals, policyholders, or even experts like you for that matter, face while decoding policy clauses?
So, Preeti, when we look at an insurance document, it is a bundle of technical jargons. And also, if you look at the terms, so all these technical things are mentioned in terms and conditions in the policy document or even in the sales document, which is very fine print. And nobody would like to read, you know, and strain their eyes looking into these terms and conditions. And plus, they are technical as well. So terms like in health insurance, if we talk about terms like copay, sublimits, room rent capping, there are waiting period, there are exclusions, the role of network hospitals, pre-existing diseases, then they define various surgeries like robotic surgery, what percentage would be covered, modern therapies, what all will cover. So, you know, all these are very technical for policyholder to understand, and hence they only trust their agents. So whatever the agent is saying, they trust and they sign the document without reading. We do understand that, you know, IRDAI is always promoting buyer beware, and that is why probably this initiative has come, so that a policyholder becomes more aware what kind of product they are buying. And when you talk about challenges, like for us as experts, we find that, you know, though IRDAI say that health insurance product needs to be standardized, it is very difficult for us also to read through the clauses and the terms and conditions and understand what they are saying. For example, the most common kind of rejection that you will come across is reasonable and customary. Now, this reasonable and customary has no explanation as such for the policyholder. Right. So they don't know what do you mean by reasonable and customary. And that's how the claim is rejected. And for us also to understand becomes difficult, because this is area wise, hospital wise, disease wise.
So not well defined in the policy document itself. And they probably take internal calls based on internal data. And policyholders are not aware of it. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, they are not aware. Even if we are trying to help, we are also we face challenges in terms of what is the definition of reasonable and customary. So it is suggested that, you know, IRDAI should define area wise, you know, this is what is covered. This is what we will pay for a heart surgery or this kind of surgery, whatever they want to say it upfront for that area. Suppose I'm buying a policy in Delhi. What is my entitlement for a surgery? What is this reasonable and customary application? So that I'm aware before going ahead with the surgery that, okay, my limit is this much. If I cross, I will have to pay that amount.
Right.
Right. So this is one of the examples that I'm saying. Otherwise, you know, all these terms and conditions are really technical for any layman to understand.
Okay. So you mentioned reasonable and customary charges clause. But which are the other policy clauses, particularly in health insurance, that you've seen cause maximum heartburn, apart from reasonable and customary charges? For instance, so rumen supplement.
Anything that will cause a deduction at the time of claim will cause heartburn to the customer, to the policyholder, because this person was not aware. So there is a disproportionate deduction, which people are not aware. They know there's a room rent capping, that probably they understand. But the impact of room rent capping on the various expenses in the hospital is not clear to them.
So for example, should the policy contract, if it is simplified going further, should there be an example of how it works in the policy document itself with numbers so that policyholders are able to understand?
And I think it should be more something that we would like to read, you know, not the smaller print. It could be depicted in the form of a cartoon, maybe, you know, something which is catchy, which is, you know, which you want to read and see at least that what is it talking about, with an example or maybe a video can before selling the product, you know, all that thing. These are like important things for the policyholder. So all these important things should be covered. People don't understand copay when this happens. Right. They don't understand copay. What do you mean by copay? And suddenly this copay comes and then they are like, there we also can't help because this is a policy terms and conditions, right? So that awareness needs to be there with the customer.
Right. So could you give some examples on how in the past, in the case of complaints that you've handled, how have policyholders suffered due to this complexity in insurance policy wordings?
So we get a lot of cases for these deduction to understand whether these deductions are fair or not, which obviously we tend to answer. We have seen that, you know, even the surgery cost is generally same even if you go for a deluxe room or a super deluxe room. Surgeon charges are similar. They are not, even the visiting charges we have seen are similar. But still they apply proportionate deduction to them, which is not a correct way. Proportionate deduction applies when, you know, in the hospital there is a variation of charges room-wise. Where there is no variation, there the deduction happens. Sometimes we also see the medicines are also probably out of ignorance from the insurer, TPA desk, who is processing. Medicines also, you know, get into that proportionate deduction, which is not the correct way. So also we have seen scenarios like domiciliary treatment. People are not aware. We had a recent case where a 75 years old could not be taken to the hospital because he had spine issues. But his claim got rejected. Whereas this claim should be addressed under domiciliary hospitalization. Now this thing also people, the policy holder does not understand. You know, if there is no room available in the hospital, or if you cannot move the patient to the hospital and the treatment has to be done at home, this is covered under domiciliary hospitalization, but people are not aware and hence the claim gets rejected and then they accept and have a heartburn with the insurer that, you know, what can be done. Also congenital issues, you know, there was a recent case where 5 years old was admitted into the hospital. And the investigator said that, okay, you're right, that he had issues since birth. And he wrote because he was not aware of that this will be classified under congenital, and then the claim got rejected. So such are the complexities with health insurance for the policyholder.
So Shilpa, what would be your suggestion for the committee? Now there is already a customer information sheet that insurance companies have to provide, along with policy documents. So what steps should the regulator and the insurance industry as a whole take to simplify the language now? Customer information sheet, although useful, probably is not enough because policyholders are still confused. So what more should they do, and what do you think the committee should focus on?
So each of these technical things that they are using should be explained either in the form of a cartoon or a communication, a simplified communication, like what do they mean by copay, though they have mentioned in the policy, but that's very fine print and very, you know, technical kind of, again, when they define a copay. So it has to be something which a common person can understand. Also, like Reliance Life has moved into regional languages. The policy also has English and Hindi, similarly regional languages also. So the industry now need to adapt to Hindi and regional languages because IRDA is expecting, you know, the reach to increase. So if the reach increases, our country has those regional languages and Hindi. Everybody is not English speaking. So we need to move to, you know, all this also Hindi and the regional language communication or some interesting way to communicate, because insurance as such is a boring topic. People, you know, they just buy and they don't read. How to make them read is important. How to make them understand their rights and the benefits in the policy in a innovative way will be the way forward.
So probably on their website, you mentioned videos, so that can probably be uploaded. Yeah. Those videos can be uploaded on their
now
website.
Now you can send videos on WhatsApp also. Right, so the policy sales video, have you understood, you know. Chatbot can be initiated between the customer once he has shown interest to explain the things and have you understood kind of yes, that can be taken. It can be in regional languages, it can be Hindi, English, whatever. So that would probably help, you know, for a customer to understand their benefits under the policy.
Finally, what are the top five clauses that you think policyholders, health insurance policyholders in particular, and if you could talk about life insurance, that would be great as well. What are the five clauses or terms and conditions that every policyholder should be aware of?
So most important is if you're buying a new policy, what is the waiting period applied into the policy? What are the surgeries which are excluded? There may be exclusion because of pre-existing. That is important to understand. What is the room rent capping that your policy has? Okay, and what is the importance of network hospitals? Because we have seen, though IRDA is trying that, you know, all the hospitals should become cashless, but it will take some time considering our country. So what is the importance of this network hospital? If you don't go to the network hospital, the claim gets rejected. So you have to understand this and the sublimits in the policy. So these are like five important things which we feel leads to claim rejection or, you know, heartburn because people have not understood their product.
All right then, Shilpa, thanks a lot for your input. It was
thanks,
great having
Lizzie.
You on Simply Save. We look forward to seeing you again or hearing you again on the show.
And anytime.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
And with that, it's a wrap on this edition of Simply Save. For more news, views, and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.